Good morning, everybody. We are back here. Open line will be starting here in about 20 minutes or so, but we do have in studio with us this morning with Coffeeville's Reawakening, we have Peggy Steele and Joe Ferguson. Guys, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hi, Kyle. Good, how are you?
It's good to have you guys in studio. And Peggy, we love having you in every week. And you were wanting to talk about today. Basically, people have been asking, what is Coffeeville's Reawakening? And one of the questions that you've had is it a community development or is it more?
Oh, well, that's a great question. And it is community development because, you know, it's the neighborhoods, the Midland and downtown. But community development is economic development. So it's all bundled together.
So it's all put together. So again, and you guys just you're looking for. I mean, I know you guys are also involved. Which, by the way, I drove by the garden and the orchard yesterday.
Oh.
The garden looks incredible. By the way, there's so much stuff growing there in the orchard. I can see the little piles that are being put there, and yep. You guys are getting ready to lay down a pathway up to those trees, and it looks really, really good. And definitely excited to as soon as that gets in to just go down to the orchard. And like you said, you'll have benches out there. They can sit under the trees and just kind of take it easy. And just, it's a nice quiet spot to just kind of relax.
Oh, I love that. So is that called like Radio Guy Field Research?
Pretty much, yes. I mean, the good thing is I can, you know, I usually take 8th Street all the way home, but I can divert to 9th if I want to and still get there. And definitely have driven by it a few times. And like I said, the garden looks incredible. I've seen a lot of great plants already growing there, and then like I said, the orchard is looking great. And I like driving by that because I just I like exploring Coffeeville because I'm not originally from here, obviously, but I like exploring different parts of the city.
So Kyle, tell me, when you drive by the community orchard, mm-hmm. and you drive by the park and the community garden, mm-hmm. and you look at them, how different is that than just driving by a bunch of vacant lots?
Oh, it's so much better. The good thing is it fits in the neighborhood perfectly, and it's so much better than seeing like you said, vacant lots or just, you know, concrete slabs sitting there. It definitely beautifies the neighborhood, most definitely. And also I think it lifts the morale of the entire neighborhood as well to see something that beautiful right in the middle of the neighborhood.
You know, I love it when you say that, because one of the things that we found is that in the evenings, people congregate around both of those areas. The other night, we had 5 or 6 neighbors come down to the community garden. A couple of them do have plots, and they were mm-hmm. picking things and talking about, you know, next year. And we just had people meeting each other, getting out of their houses, and it's wonderful. One of the things we really want to do is we want to encourage people to think about redoing the homes, redoing the bungalows, and not be afraid to look at the possibilities. And so bringing people back into the neighborhood to walk the block on 9th Street or to go by the gardens, to stop, talk to us, and they do often when we're on our porches, it really helps them get used to getting back to old Coffeeville and the potential of what can be. We love it.
Absolutely. Coffeeville is a great place. Like I said, I've loved it ever since I moved here and seen all the revitalization of it. And the history of Coffeeville is incredible. And I've learned a lot going to the Dalton Defenders Museum. I mean, Coffeeville has a very, very rich history. And I've enjoyed it here ever since I've moved here. And so, again, talking about the Coffeeville's Reawakening, we kind of go off on a tangent there. But that's how I am. Like I said, you were talking about the vacant lots, and how did the neighborhoods and the Midland and all that? How did Coffeeville's Reawakening get put together? Was it just a bunch of volunteers decided, hey, we want to make Coffeeville the best Coffeeville can absolutely be?
Well, certainly that's a big part of it, but actually the Midland Theater has been around for a long time, as you know, and so there is a 501c3, a nonprofit for the Midland Theater, and we were doing an initial test fundraising with a group of people both in town and out of town who were advising us on how to raise money for the Midland. And they said, hey, you know what, we love the Midland, we have memories of the Midland, but boy, do we think it's essential to expand the net and look at historic downtown, because like you said, we have so much history. I mean, all little towns are going to say, hey, we have history, and they're going to tell stories, and that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But Coffeyville is so rich with history for 200 years or more. And so we did expand it. So we now have the Midland Theater and the historic downtown as two of our focus points. But the neighborhoods were up and running. And so the neighborhoods became an essential part of that. So those are the three points that we really look at when we talk about Coffeyville's reawakening: the neighborhoods, revitalization there, the Midland Theater, and the historic downtown. And we have somebody here from the historic downtown.
Absolutely. Great transition there. We have Joe Ferguson in the studio. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
It's good to have you in studio today. And of course, I do believe you have a store down there, but what there's some people that have asked question. Well, Joe, are you an artist or are you a furniture maker, or are you just kind of a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. You were talking about 9th Street. The benches on 9th Street are made of lumber that I cut the trees down from. And I like to think that they are artistic as opposed to commercial or plastic. The building downtown was the old Newberry building. Before that, it was the Ferguson Brothers Furniture Building. Was not built, but had built by my great-grandfather, starting in 1898 and finishing in 1904. It was Ferguson Brothers until 1937. It was Newberry's until 1976. I remodeled it, and it's now the downtown mall. And I have an art gallery there, and I sell furniture there. But mainly, it's just to keep the building going and keep the building in the hands of the same family as the people that built it. And just like Peggy's saying, keep the town going and keep the town in a positive manner. As far as the artist, when you go in Death Alley, there's a drawing and painting of Emmett reaching down to pick up Grat Dalton during the Dalton raid, which I did, and Mark Hall, the city manager, he liked that. And he pegged me and said, Joe, you got to do two more. So I'm going to do two more, and they'll be ready for unveiling during the Dalton raid. The outlines, which a lot of local people know of the dead Daltons and whatnot, I've been painting that for 20 years. The Chamber of Commerce came in and took it over for 2 or 3 years, but by God, I'm back painting it red again this year with Mark Hall's blessing. He said, oh, you're going to do that? Yeah, I always have. He says, well, do it. So I want to give him a plug for boosting downtown, and he's down there picking up cigarette butts on Sunday mornings, and he is working for this town just like Peggy is. So am I an artist? Well, you take a look and you judge. But do I work? Yes, I work.
I tell you what, like you said, making benches, to me, that's a work of art in itself. And especially, like you're saying, you're not using any, you know, cheap products or anything like that. You're using actual wood. And I think people recognize that. And to me, that adds to beautification instead of just having something that's, you know, just mass made, when you can have something that's basically kind of, I mean, it's just basically one of a kind pretty much in itself, because each one, like you said, it is made from wood, and it's just absolutely beautiful.
Well, now I don't want to leave out Acme Foundry.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy twisted people's arms and got Acme Foundry to look up a molds of benches that were made in Coffeyville in 1917, wasn't it?
I believe so, but I will have to say, I want to tell you, I didn't have to twist any arms. Acme Foundry came to us and said, hey, look what we found. And they poured those molds and made those bench frames, and then they volunteered to donate those to us after having them powder coated. So I get credit for a lot that I don't do. This is a 200-person volunteer group with lots of organizations contributing. So Acme Foundry has been a real player for us.
And that's really cool, because so the benches look like the ones that were around in 1917,
they are,
correct?
Exactly.
So I mean, and that adds incredible ambiance to the area.
It does. And Joe, you know, there are lots of artists in Coffeyville, and so because Joe's helped us and volunteered and really done the benches and so much work for us, he's really essential to bringing art to the park. But we have so many artists down here who we want to honor and we want to feature, and he's just one of them. So I would say you are both an artist and a furniture maker, right, Joe?
I am, but I need to say that AARP gave Reawakening a grant to pay for the benches or pay for what I did, and you can't be an artist if you don't thank the people that support you, and I want to thank AARP, and of course I want to thank Peggy and the Reawakening Committee. To me, I would be an artist if I didn't make any money at all out of it. I would be, because I just don't have a choice. And to me, it's just doing things that make you feel as though you're doing something that counts. And I think that's what Peggy's doing as well. And I think that's what Acme Foundry was doing. And I think that's what AARP was trying. And there's nothing wrong with any of that.
Absolutely not. I mean, you always want to give thanks to people have helped you, or companies that have helped you along the way, because it's a big community effort.
Well, you know what it is, Kyle, and that's one of the things that, you know, people have their way of living and thinking, and Coffeyville's Reawakening has become such an organic effort. And one of the things that I see, people who join us really have a world of abundance mentality. I always feel like there's two kinds of people in the world: people who have a world of scarcity, or people who have a world of abundance. And we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. And it's just a thrill to be around people who really believe they can make things happen, who help you have hope, and to give others hope. So that's what we're all about, really looking at what can be done and making it happen despite obstacles, even COVID.
Right. I mean, and every community has obstacles, but if you get lots of volunteers working together, we can overcome those obstacles. And like I was saying earlier, make Coffeyville the best it absolutely can be. And I tell you what, you guys are doing a fantastic job with Coffeyville's Reawakening. And like you said, like I was saying, putting in the garden, the orchard. I asked you this a few weeks ago, and excuse me if it slipped my mind, but are you guys looking at maybe finding other open plots to put maybe even more community gardens and more maybe another orchard or so?
Absolutely. Remember Joey Morgan, who was here,
is going to become
the garden goddess of the future?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she is already scoping out available lots. She's talking to people who have them. We also have several lots that she's looked at. You know, people who know what they're doing like that, they look at the sun, and they look at the location, and they look at the traffic. And so Joby's kind of got a mental checklist that she's going through. And she is really thinking about putting in big lots with flowers in it and having flower gardens.
Oh, very nice.
And she's looking at expanding some of the more productive vegetables, like tomatoes, things like that. So, you know, she's looking at all that. Again, I didn't even know who this was a month ago. When we heard about her, we found her amazing garden, and now she is a really important part of what we're doing for the future of Coffeyville, and vacant lots, helping us develop those vacant lots.
Absolutely, because like we were saying earlier, the vacant lot, not that great to look at, but if you can do something with it, it could be absolutely perfect and could beautify the neighborhood and raise morale in the neighborhood and become kind of a gathering spot for people to get together and get back out, and people get to know your neighbors again, pretty much.
Yeah, it really makes a big difference in a community, doesn't it?
Absolutely. When you know who your neighbors are and being able to get out and just kind of enjoying each other's company, especially during this time of COVID-19, it's great to know, to be able to, if you can kind of know your neighbors, even if you're, you know, still practice social distancing and masks, it's great to know who your neighbors are and be able to visit with them face to face.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things that we see happening at the movie nights that we have. Even though right now we're going into stage two of renovation for the Midland, we still have those outdoor movie nights. And when Denise is here, she gives all of the details. I don't have them in front of me, but I will tell you, every month we have an outdoor movie night, and it's better than tailgating. I mean, it's an amazing experience. Our restaurants stay open. They often serve special things, and we've had waiting lines in the restaurants for some of our outdoor movie nights. What a great thing to see the cars come down the street, to have lines of people waiting in our restaurants, to have special food, and then all come together for an outdoor movie. It doesn't get much better, and it's free.
And 8th Street, I do believe, gets closed off where you can sit out on the street. I mean, I don't know if you want to sit on the street, but you bring your chair out and sit on the street. So, I mean, you could sit on the street if you'd like. But,
well, some do. Some do.
May not be as comfortable if you have a chair, but the point being is that it's closed off so you can bring your lawn chair out and you can sit out there and just check out the movie. And in fact, I do believe they said a few weeks ago, they have a brand new screen and it definitely shows up a lot. It pops really good. And a brand new projector as well. So, I know a new movie has just been added. It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off, one of my favorites.
Oh, we talked about that last
week.
Love
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, one of my favorites.
That's right, that's right. And you know what? With that new park, remember we talked about the new Union Pacific Park?
The pop-up park, I think is what it's called.
And that's going to be in that grassy area right in front of the mural, and that's going to be lovely. And so we're really creating a whole little oasis of beauty. And then we have several new businesses going down in that area. We'll talk about, you know, at some point when it's appropriate. So, I mean, there's a lot going on. So, again, is the glass half empty or is it half full?
I think
it's
half full.
Is it a world of abundance or is it a world of scarcity? I just choose a world of abundance and half full, and I think most of the people involved with us do too.
Absolutely. And it's you guys always bring a lot of energy into the studio. We love having you in here and showing us basic Coffeeville is on the way up, and we just got to keep working and keep making it as good as it absolutely can be.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Thank you for coming in. Again, Peggy Steele and Joe Ferguson in studio this morning. Guys, appreciate you coming in today. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful Thursday morning in Southeast Kansas.